Well, well, well. Look who decided to press play on this little video. Look who decided to say, hey, let me keep going. Let me see what Alan has to say. You know, yeah, I went on the website. I went on the algorithms. My average is 2 plays per episode. I'm pretty sure one of those plays is my own. Kind of just recapping, you know, reading. Oh, I think I just swallowed a petal. I'm under these little cherry blossom looking trees at work. I think they're cherry blossoms. I don't know. They're like little pink little petals coming out in little poofs. I don't know. It looks anime as shit. It looks pretty cool. We got a couple at my house, so it looks familiar. Anywho, I'm tired as fuck. I'm not going to be very entertaining today. I'm not going to be very energetic. I should just be like... I should be napping right now. I want to make this quick. I wanted to just squeeze in this tea review because why not? And you know what? To be honest, this isn't even a tea. This is more of a lemonade with iced tea flavor. They're really flipping the script on this one. It's not a nice tea with lemon flavor. It's the other way around. It's from a company called Me and the Bees Lemonade. It's got a girl on the bottom smiling. She's kind of looking off into the distance. 25% less sugar. Something about a great granny Helen. They had a recipe. I'm assuming there's honey in this stuff because there's like little bees all over the place. Hold on. Let me read the... I guess I'll read the little deal here. This is the story of me and the bees. To be honest, I didn't always dream of befriending a bunch of honeybees. 2 bee stings, great granny Helen's old family recipe, and a little lemonade stand later, I got curious and busy learning about bees. Turns out bees are bigger than bugs. What? Who wrote this? Our fuzzy friends are the littlest and biggest links in our food chain, and they need our help to stay busy, healthy, and productive. That's why I use honey to make lemonade. It tastes good and does good. Every sip spreads the buzz. I need some buzz right now. Some of our profits go to organizations working hard to help the bees. Join me on my mission. Become a believer. Mikayla? I guess Mikayla is the little girl in the front. I mean, that's cool. She's got her own, lemonade company. Made in Austin, Texas. Maybe I'll meet this girl one day. We'll do some collaborations. I don't know. Ingredients: water, honey, cane sugar, lemon juice, concentrate, black tea, lemon juice powder. What? Lemon juice powder? Monk fruit extract and flaxseed. Alright, well, established in 2009. So, she looks like a little girl in the photo. Maybe it's like 20, no, it's 12 years later. Maybe she's a lot older. Maybe she needs to redo the info on the side. It looked like a 12-year-old wrote that. I don't know. I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying... I guess it's simple. It's cute. People like the simplicity. I like simplicity. Alan, stop talking shit about this poor little girl trying to make her own lemonade business. What have you done with your life, huh? Just drink the lemonade with iced tea flavor and get on with this fucking review so I can take a nap. Oh, I gotta put boards together. I gotta make signs. It's not a very, fuck. This is a very, riveting content here at the My Balls Itch podcast. Everyone's just, I'm probably giving people the yawns. I'm over here yawning, and let me just drink this stuff here. Hold on, give me a second. Alright, you know what? I don't know if it's the honey they're using or the bottles they're using. There's something up with this stuff, man. Now, right off the bat, it is a lemonade through and through. I can't rightfully add this to the Tournament of Power for the iced tea competition. It's got a nice tea flavor, I get it, but it's not a tea. It's a lemonade. The lemon's coming in strong, and it's good lemon juice. But, Ooh, them cars about to hit each other. Come on. Get that lawsuit. Come on. I'm watching some cars across the street. They're like two big old vans trying to pull out of the LaMed line. Oh, these people. They crack me up. Yeah, I'm not really the biggest fan of honey. I like honey. I make mead. I should like honey. But it's not always a surefire, you know, winner. This isn't the best drink I've ever had. I'm gonna take one more sip and I guess I'll grade it on just as a drink. Hold on. I have to say this. When I'm putting the bottle up to my mouth and I breathe in, there's like there's a funk. There's a gunky funk flavor that just engulfs my mouth. I don't know if it's the jar. It could be the bottle. Because it's not even my mouth spit. It happened right when I opened the bottle when it was fresh. It just, a waft came in. And I don't like it. Ugh. All right, let me hold my breath and then I'll drink. Ah. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't know. I feel bad for this Michaela girl. Michaela. I don't know what kind of honey you're using, girl, but like, it just tastes weird, though. It's I can't believe it. I'm giving it a 3. I mean, it would be lower, but I guess the lemon and the tea flavor is really good. It's nice and natural. It's simple. It's less sugar. I'm not feeling like a schmuck, you know, afterwards. And it's local. It's from Texas. It's Austin, Texas stuff. But I can't give it all the love. It's a 3 out of 5. That's an average fighter. You know, that's all I can give you. Unfortunately. And you will not continue onto the Tournament of Power. You will not you won't win any prize money. I mean, this is just a shitty podcast that I do in my car. I mean, what can I say? But good job on the company, though. For people who love honey and lemonade and all that good stuff, I'm sure it's amazing. I mean, please do not let me deter anyone from trying out this nice, you know, DIY lemonade. It's good. It's just not my cup of tea. Literally. Or bottle of tea, whatever. I wanted something nice and cool and refreshing to wash the McDonald's coffee out of my mouth from earlier. I think the McDonald's coffee made me even more tired. If you can believe that. Nothing's working anymore. I think I need to just try sleep. I've been getting like 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep. It's not good. This new full-time schedule is really kicking my ass. And I knew this would happen. I need to adjust. But it's got to be done. Your boy got to make money. I need to build a future. Start saving up. I got to take old Idris here to a shop. I just can't do it. I can't do it myself. I don't have the time. I don't have I have some resources, but I if I'm going to spend all day with my poor car's heart just open, parts everywhere, scratching my head, only to put it back together, if I find out what's wrong with it, put it back together, and then make do or take the bus until, you know, I get the parts in and I could do it again, find another day off, or I have to do all the whole thing over again. Or there's the guy down the street, like a stone's throw. I just take it over there and say, hey, dude, hold on to this guy. Yes, he needs a new sticker. I get it. But hold on to this guy. Work on it. I'll check on it every day. I live right there. On the yard with the overgrown, plants coming out of the fucking fence. Yeah, that house right there that looks like The Walking Dead. Yeah, that one right there that looks like Jurassic Park, The Lost World. You know, fucking velociraptors are gonna shoot out of the tall grass. You know, a Nidorino is gonna come out and try to tackle you. Fucking Scyther, where's Scyther when you need him? He can trim my yard. How cool would it be if Pokemon was real? I hate to keep going into this, but if Pokemon was real and you had a little Bulbasaur or a Scyther or someone and they just cut your grass and they just take care of you because that's their shtick. And if you're having a barbecue, you got a little Cyndaquil, it just lights up your shit and you guys are just eating food. But then you're like, oh, what are you going to be barbecuing? Are you going to be eating Pokemon? Yeah, probably. what was like a pea dove? I'll eat some pea doves. I'll eat some Spearows. Fuck those guys. I'm just diving in and trying to drill peck you. Like, fuck that. I don't know. What's a nice Goldeen taste like? That'd be pretty dope. Over a barbecue pit. Some lemon juice. Some butter. A Goldeen. Alright. Well, that's it for the Pokemon Cooking Hour. yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just try to catch 2 minutes of sleep. And get back to it. Wish me luck. Like I was saying, though, I'm gonna take the car to a shop and, you know, do things the normal way. I'm sure people know better places to take a car, but like I said, I'd rather keep it close. And if the guy doesn't know what he's doing, I'll say, hey, what are you doing? All right, let me take it back home, and I'll deal with it myself. But I'd rather someone who knows what they're doing. I mean, oil leaks gotta be pretty, popular, right? I don't know what the word is for that, but common—that's the word I'm looking for. Oil leaks gotta be common. You know, you have a leak coming out, smoke coming out. I mean, really, it just takes the labor and the know-how. And these people have probably seen it before. Oh well. Until then, true believers, this has been... Look, again, I'm sorry for this episode. I'm lazy. I'm tired. I mean, I'm not even quite sure you're listening to a real human right now. I'm not going to remember this. I think I'm asleep right now. You're listening to an automated message from me, yours truly. But yeah, keep reaching for the stars, keep your feet on the ground. And if you aim for the moon, and you miss, you might hit the stars again. And you never know. Or something like that. Peace in chicken grease. Peace in the Middle East. No justice, no peace. No more opium. Save the snails. And don't be humping whales.